You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Well, hello, church. Welcome to our online worship service. 1 year na po tayo na naka-quarantine, and yet the gospel is not quarantined. In fact, this day, we are starting a brand new series called Salt and Light. Pag sinabi natin salt and light, these are metaphors na ginagamit po sa Bible. Salt, during the ancient times, ginagamit po nila ito na preservative kasi wala pong refrigeration noon to preserve yung pong mga goods nila. And light, ang gamit po ng light is to make visible or to illuminate. You know, it's interesting that Jesus said these very words. He said to his followers in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Jesus said these very words. Ito pong title po ng ating bagong serye na Salt and Light. And alam niyo po tayo, tayo po ay niligtas ng Panginoon, and we are thankful for His goodness. He saved us from our sins. Hindi lang po para i-restore tayo into our relationship with Him, but more than that, Jesus has called us as His people to be salt and light into the world. Ito po ang nais ni Lord, no? And as a follower, we are followers of Jesus. Gusto po ng Panginoon na i-extend yung kanyang power, to extend His love, to restore all of humanity, all of creation, and the world to Himself. Kaya nga po, ito pong new series natin on Salt and Light. This will run for the next 6 weeks. And our hope is that at the end of our series, we will have a biblical understanding of how the cross and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ are at the center of God's plan to bring wholeness and restoration to the world, so that we as a church will be enabled by the Lord to be agents of His plan of renewal. So yan po yung hangarin po ng ating serye. And today po, no, we will be starting reading Isaiah chapter 1. And before we go there, let's just pause for a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for your word. We can worship you, Lord, through your word. And we ask you today, Holy Spirit, illuminate your word in our hearts. And Lord, I pray that we will come out of this message, Lord, with such understanding that we are called to be your salt and light of the world. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Isaiah chapter 1, we'll be reading from verses 2 to 20. Medyo mahaba po yung ating passage, but we will be emphasizing some certain verses doon po sa ating pong mga readings. Let me have the initial reading today in verse 2 of Isaiah 1. No, it's verse 12, by the way. "When you come to appear before me, who has required of you this trampling of my courts?" God was asking, nagtatanong po ang Diyos, no? Na sino daw po ang nag-utos po sa kanila, no? He was talking to His people, the Israelites. Sino ang nag-utos sa kanila na, you know, lapastanganin ang kanya pong templo, di ba? In other words, they're going to the temple, disrespecting the Lord. And it's a question that God asked to His people. And we can find that answer to the question in verses 2. Babasahin ko po from verses 2 to 4 of Isaiah 1. It says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master, crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly. They have forsaken the Lord, they have despised the Holy One of Israel, they are utterly enraged and strange." Dito po makikita natin na God was asking His people, bakit wala kayong pagrespeto sa aking templo? And from our reading, nakita po natin, na-observe natin na yung pong kanyang mga mamamayan, no? The Israelites, they rebelled. Nagre-rebelde po sila sa ating pong Panginoong Diyos. They rebelled. Hindi lang po yun, no? Sabi nga po dito, God's people do not understand the Lord. In fact, God said in verse 4, sinful nation, yan, laden with iniquity, evildoers, corrupt. Ito po yung napakasakit, no? The word despise, they despise the Holy One. Meaning to say, they regarded God worthless. Walang halaga sa kanila ang Panginoon. Hindi po nila pinapahalagahan ang Diyos. And it's so sad, and yet it's true that this people, the Israelites, sa Tagalog po, talamak po silang makasalanan. And God gave a picture, yung kanila pong sinful condition, no, in verse 5 of Isaiah 1. In the second part of verse 5, he said, in the New Living Translation, your head is injured and your heart is sick. It's a picture of someone with a disease or someone who is unhealthy. So in other words, God was telling His people, nilalapas na nga niyo ang aking templo, nagre-rebelde kayo, makasalanan kayo, because you are like this person na may sakit, no? In other words, the Israelites were spiritually unhealthy. They do not trust God. They don't want to follow God. Their minds and their hearts were not right with God. And God began to tell the Israelites yung implication ng kanila pong kasalanan. In first part of verse 5, in the New Living Translation, it says, why do you continue to invite punishment? So you can see here na pag ang isang tao po ay nagkasala, di ba? There is a consequence, di ba? There is, sabi nga ni Lord dito, may punishment. They are inviting punishment. And ano po yung punishment na ipapakita ng Lord sa kanila, no? Verse 7 and 8 of Isaiah 1. Your country lies in ruins, and your towns are burned. Foreigners plunder your fields before your eyes and destroy everything they see. Beautiful Jerusalem stands abandoned like a watchman's shelter in a vineyard, like a lean-to in a cucumber field after the harvest, like a helpless city under siege. In other words, ang kahihinatnan ng kanila pong kasamaan, yung kanila pong pagkakasala sa Diyos ay yung kanila pong bayan, ang kanila pong bansa will be in ruins, masisira, no? It will be plundered ng mga ibang bansa. So, it's clear from what we are reading, God has called His people, the Israelites, to be salt and light to the nations, and yet they are rebelling against God. They are sinful nation. They are laden with iniquity. They are corrupt. They are evildoers. And God said, you are inviting destruction. You are inviting ruin in your life. So God has to bring judgment to discipline His people. You know, me and the pastors of our church in Metro East, and of course in Victory Metro Manila, we are going through this book of Isaiah study together, and the professor, the theologian who is teaching us about the book of Isaiah is Dr. John Oswalt. And Dr. John said this, judgment is not God's intended last word. Judgment is to lead people toward cleansing and redemption. So hindi po yung judgment, yung pagdidisiplina, yung punishment ang last resort ni Lord. But God uses judgment for people to be aware and to come out of their senses that they will return back to the Lord. So tayo din po, no, if we persist in sinning, we know that there is a consequence to sin. And God answered them, no, in verses 13 to 15. Sabi po ni Lord sa kanila, bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. new moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocations. I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. We can see from these verses that we just read, diba? Na kahit anong lapit nila sa Diyos, when they come and offer to God, when they offer many prayers to God, God will not listen to them. The sin that they have committed, the Israelites have committed to God, is a block, is a hindrance to for them to come to God. Kaya nga po, mabigat po sa kalooban ng Panginoon, no? Na, you know, makita po yung kanyang mga mamamayan. Na ano yan, namumuhay po sila ng kasalanan. Kumbaga, pinakita po ni Lord sa Isaiah chapter 1, yung pong kanya pong pagtanggi sa kanya pong mga mamamayan dahil sila po ay namumuhay sa kasalanan. And so, the same way with us, no? God wants to reach out to us, and yet God is burdened when we sin. And sabi nga po ng Bible that their hands are full of blood. Ganun po yung picture na sinulat po ni Isaiah to tell us yung pong gravity ng kasalanan po ng mga Israelites against the Lord. And so, thinking about this, sino pong mabuting ama ang hindi po malulungkot sa kanya pong anak na nagkakasala? Of course, our Heavenly Father is so sad to see His people, di ba, committing sin against Him. And alam niyo po, hindi po naisin ng Diyos na maparusahan po ang kanya pong mga mamamayan. Ang naisin po ng Panginoon ay ang kanya pong mga mamamayan ay mamuhay po, no, bilang asin at ilaw o liwanag sa mundo. So the question for us is this: if this series is titled Salt and Light, and God is calling all of us to be salt and light to the world, then paano po natin maipapamuhay ang pagiging salt and light to the world? We hope to answer that in this message today. And I would like to submit to us three life-changing statements for us, okay, to live that life, no, that salt and light na buhay. And we can see that in verses 16 all the way to verses 20. In verse 16 of Isaiah 1, we can see here the first life-changing statement upa pong maipamuhay po natin na pagiging salt and light. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. It's very clear, right? Ang mga Israelites po, sila po ay nagkakasala sa Panginoon. Sila po ay gumagawa ng kasamaan sa Diyos. Ang sabi ni Lord, very straightforward, wash yourselves. Linisin niyo ang iyong mga sarili. Itigil niyo na po ang paggawa ng kasamaan. So it's very clear. God is instructing them, di ba? To get rid of their sinful lifestyle. Pastor, talaga ba Christians nagkakasala? Alam niyo po, as long as we are in this body and in this life, we are growing from grace to grace, from faith for faith, from glory to glory. And you know, sometimes, no, that fallen nature, that sinful nature would resurrect sometimes. And di ba, sometimes we fall. We fall into sin. So, yes, kahit Kristiyano po, minsan nagkakasala. But of course, sin is not a license for us, right? To live the life as a Christian. So, listen, to sin or to do evil, like what the Israelites did during the time of Isaiah, was a decision and a responsibility. So in the same way, when God said, wash yourselves, be cleansed, remove yourselves with evil deeds, cease to do evil, it's also a decision and a responsibility that they need to make. Kaya po, the first life-changing statement po para maipamuhay po natin ang pagiging salt and light is this. We take responsibility to change our minds and our actions about evil. Kailangan po, akuhin po natin yung responsibilidad na baguhin po yung ating pag-iisip, yung ating pong paggawa tungkol po sa kasamaan. Di ba po? Malamang may mga kilala po tayong mga Kristiyano, di ba? Na sila po ay mga judgmental. Yung mabilis silang manghusga ng kanilang kapwa. Di ba? Yung pong isang Kristiyano, gusto lang niya mag-reach out doon sa kanyang kaibigan na nagiinuman. Di ba? Yung ibang Christians, nung nakita po nila, biglang sinabi, grabe naman yung Christian na yan. Manginginom na kaagad. You know, ni-reach out lang niya yung kanyang kaibigan, di ba, na manginginom. Tapos, hinusgahan kaagad siya na manginginom na rin. Okay? So, we need to change the way we think about evil. Even Christians, they are putting the name of the Lord in vain. Right? Di ba? Parang joke lang yung pangalan ng Panginoon. Di ba? But I hope in this message, if God is telling us about the condition of our lives, about sin that we sometimes commit to do, then we need to take the responsibility to change our minds and our actions about evil. Alam niyo po, nais po ng Lord na malugod siya sa buhay po natin. And the first step for us to become salt and light to the world is that we need to take full responsibility of our actions. Alam mo, sabi po ni Lord, linisin ninyo ang inyong mga sarili, di ba? He was talking about the evil that these Israelites are doing. Ano po ba yung evil na yon? Ano ba yung kasalanan na ginagawa po ng mga Israelites? We can see here the specific sin that God exposed regarding the Israelites. In verse 17 of Isaiah 1, learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause. So ano yung instruction ni Lord sa kanila? The instruction of God was to seek justice. So meaning, their sins was they were doing injustice to people. When God instructed them to correct oppression, that means they were what? They were oppressing people. That was their specific sin that God exposed. There were injustices happening. There were oppression happening during their time. And the Christians, the Israelites, were doing those injustices and oppression to the people. You know, in verse 17, Jesus or God identified the particular people that were experiencing injustices and oppression. And he said in the last part of verse 17, the fatherless and the widows. Sila po yung mga tao who were experiencing maltreatment. They were being neglected by God's people. That was, or you know, the fatherless, the widows, ito po yung kanila pong social issues during their time, the time of Isaiah. Now, as we contextualize in the Philippines, ano po ba yung isa po sa mga social issues po natin? If there's one major social issue in our nation is poverty. Of course, there are a lot of many other social issues, right? But the major one, lalo-lalo na po ngayong pandemya, dami pong mga nawala ng trabaho. Lalo pong naghihirap yung marami. Poverty is one of those social issues in our nation. You know, I was communicating to one of our lawyers in church, and he said this. He said, the existence of online abuse of children is one of the social issues that we face during this pandemic. He said, many children who are mostly staying at home because of the lockdown were being sold by their own parents or close relatives online for sexual exploitation. And he said this, this has been done because their families are in dire need of money during this pandemic. Ang dami pa mga nangyayari. Social issue, the poverty that we experience as a nation. If you remember last year, nung kasagsagan po ng ECQ, when the government were distributing this SAP, the Social Amelioration Program for the less fortunate, you know, there was a case somewhere in Bulacan, right? Ito pong kagawad ng barangay. Talaga naman, he took advantage para kaltasan yung pong amelioration na matatanggap po ng mga maralita. Imagine the social injustice, the oppression. And I was talking to another friend. He said, you know, even in court cases today, usually kahit overwhelming daw po yung evidence na in favor of the poor, yet, lugi po yung mga mahirap. Lugi po yung mga maralita. Social issue of poverty is so prevalent in our nation. You know, personally, maybe as you watch this message today, maybe you are that person. Yes, you are aware of the poverty in our nation, and yet, parang wala kang interest, right? O meron kang kapabayaan sa mga mahihirap. Yung iba naman, inaapi, minamaliit, at mababa po ang kanilang pagtingin pa po sa mga mahihirap. These are just the issues that we also face as followers of Jesus. Maybe you are here and you are saying, you know what? I am guilty for being apathetic to the poor. Or for some of us here, maybe you are saying, you know what? I am so sarcastic to the poor. Minamaliit ko, mababa ang pagtingin ko sa mga maralita. But what God was saying to His people, the Israelites, and to us today, listen, in verse 17, learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. Or to our context, bring justice to the poor. Plead the cause of the poor. If there's this second life-changing statement para maipamuhay po natin ang pagiging salt and light to the world is this. We learn to do what's right in society. That's very important. And I've been in constant communication to one of our leaders in church who, even before pandemic, sa kanya pong neighborhood, no? Pangalan po niya si Gina Romulo. And Miss Gina, magkaroon talaga po siya ng compassion sa kanya pong neighborhood because marami po sa mga kapitbahay doon na medyo talagang hirap sa buhay. And she has been reaching out to the children who are poor in her neighborhood. And alam niyo po, sabi po niya, mahalin natin ang ating kapwa tulad ng pagmamahal sa ating sarili. Help the needy. Hindi tayo pababayaan ng Panginoon. God is our provider. Even in this pandemic, Gina did not stop to help and extend help to those kids in her neighborhood. And I hope tayo po, no, as we look around, maybe in our community, is there anyone na talagang alam po natin hirap sa buhay? Maybe we can also extend help, whatever means we can give. Sometimes, again, I go back to what I said, the tendency is just to look at ourselves. And we say, mind my own business. Or some people say, nagbigay naman ako ng tulong. Pero alam niyo po, nagbigay nga sila ng tulong, pero the way they give help is they are very sarcastic. They are very discriminating. Yes, they gave help, but the motive of their hearts, they are discriminating people. Alam niyo po, to be salt and light is a heart issue. Because sin is an issue of the heart. God's people during the time of Isaiah, they are to be salt and light to the nations. And yet their hearts were not right with God. They were doing injustice to the fatherless, to the widow. They were oppressing these kind of people. That's why, you know, our hearts, okay, our hearts has to be made right first so we can live to become salt and light. Mga kapatid, nais po ng Diyos na our heart has to be made right first. And you know what God? God said to His people in verse 18, He said, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." God, instead of abandoning His people, is reaching out to His people and He's inviting His people, Israel, to come and to reason with Him. You know, it's interesting that the word come, it means moving on, walking forward with necessary effort and its resultant progress. It's moving forward, not backward, but moving forward with God. And God has said, come. And God said, reason with me. I like what the New International Version said. Come now, let us settle the matter together. I-settle natin yung problema ninyo na kayo ay makasalanan. Let's settle this right now, sabi ni Lord. Okay, and God said, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. Isaiah illustrates the picture of how God would change His people when they have that decision to come to Him. Sabi niya, yung scarlet, this is like a red dye. Ito po yung coloring agent na pula, okay? And kahit sabi po nila, even in science, kahit hugasan mo yung coloring agent na scarlet doon sa tela, di ba? Hindi talaga matatanggal. But God said, even though yung kasalanan natin ay kagaya ng scarlet, na it's so impossible to be removed, God said it will be like white as snow. Right? And God said, yung pong ating kasalanan na parang picture ng crimson red, that this deep red color, di ba? Crimson will be like a wool. In other words, what is this third life-changing statement? Para maipamuhay po natin yung pagiging salt and light, God invites us to be set free from sin and be changed by Him. Inaanyayahan po tayo ng Panginoon. Okay? Na palayain tayo sa kapangyarihan ng kasalanan at tayo po ay baguhin niya. And if there's one classic example that comes to mind in the New Testament is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a person who did injustice, who was oppressing his fellow Israelites, no? Talagang kumbaga kung maningil po siya ng buwis sa kanila, 'di ba? Talagang pinepwersa niya, no? Pinapatungan niya ng malaki para kumita siya. And yet when he came to Jesus, he humbled himself. He surrendered his life to Jesus. You know what God, Jesus did? He set Zacchaeus free, and Zacchaeus became a changed man. As I end this, you know, God exposed the problem in the nation of Israel, right? Their sin of injustice and oppression. But God also revealed how to have a changed life and live right before Him. But at the end of our reading, God offered this conditional promise that it necessitates one to choose to obey or not. And ano yon? Verses 19 and 20 of Isaiah 1, "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." God is looking for a willing attitude. A willing attitude to what? To change minds and actions about evil, to learn to do good in what is right in society, to willingness to come to God and be changed by Him. Kaya nga po, sabi ni Lord, piliin yung sumunod sa akin. Piliin po natin. You know, our obedience should be an overflow of a heart that has been changed by the Lord. We do not just obey for the sake of obedience. We obey because we allow God to change our hearts. And as God changes our hearts, it overflows in obedience. So the question is this. Our choices will always have consequences, right? Good or bad. The question is, nasaan ka ngayon? Which category are you falling in this week? The choice to obey or the choice to refuse to obey? And again, I hope all of us will choose to have a willing attitude to obey the Lord. Let me just end with this last statement. Being a salt and a light is having a heart that is changed by God and seeks to be socially responsible. Amen? I would like us to pray right now. I would like us to bow our head and let's just respond to God's word today. Let's bow our head and let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Panginoon, that you are speaking to your people. Nangungusap po kayo sa amin. And Lord, as you have, Lord, spoken to us through your word, Lord, baby Lord, meron po talaga kaming issue in our hearts about injustice or oppressing the poor people. Lord, sa oras pong ito, we come to you right now. And we just humble before you and we ask for forgiveness. Tulungan niyo po kami, Panginoon. We make a decision to turn away, Lord, from that attitude of, Lord God, oppressing the poor, of doing injustice to the poor. Lord, I pray that all of us here watching this message, Lord, we ask that you create in us a clean heart. As we come to you today, minister, Lord God, into our hearts. Give us, Lord, that obedient heart. Lord, this week, as we look around our community and as we see poor people, Lord, I pray, Lord, hipuin niyo po ang aming puso, Lord, to extend help to the poor. This is our responsibility as your followers, Lord God. So thank you that because of you, Lord, as we come to you, Lord, we can be set free from sin and be changed by you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I would like to pray for another group of people. Right now, as you are watching this video, and you know in your heart that you do not have that right relationship with God, you know, God is offering this free gift of eternal life to us. Just make the decision today to open your heart and surrender your heart, your life to Jesus today. Let me just pray with you right now. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus today, pray tayo. Lord, thank you so much that you came into the world, Lord Jesus, to die for our sins. Right now, Lord, we open our hearts. We receive you as our Lord and our Savior. Take charge of our lives from this day onward. We give you praise. Be our Lord, be our Savior, Jesus. This we pray in your name. Amen and amen. If you pray that prayer sincerely sa inyong puso, I would like to personally congratulate you. And we would love to help you start your right relationship with the Lord. So please message us in our Facebook page or just, you know, comment. Mag-comment po tayo sa ating screen or maybe you text or call the phone number on your screen. We would be glad to help you. Again, as we embark on this Salt and Light series, let's be excited for what will God will do in our hearts as we learn from His Word. Let me just speak a blessing to all of us today. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine toward you. May the Lord grant you peace this week. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.